Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wisdom of Wildly Creative Women, Real Stories from Inspirational, Artistic, and Empowered Women is a non-fiction collection by Angela Lomenzo that blends portrait photography with interviews and biographical sketches of 25 creative women. Published as an inspirational and visually rich hardcover, the book focuses on women working across art, music, writing, fashion, entrepreneurship, technology, podcasting, yoga, and related fields. Its central purpose is not to teach a formal method for creativity, but to show how creative practice can coexist with adversity, identity, and resilience. The women featured discuss experiences such as depression, bullying, infertility, cancer, assault, loss, and addiction, giving the book a candid and human dimension that distinguishes it from lighter celebration of creativity titles. As a result, it works both as a cultural portrait of contemporary creative women and as an accessible source of encouragement for readers interested in art, self-expression, and personal perseverance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a portrait of creativity across many professional fields. One of the book's most important features is the breadth of creative occupations it includes. Rather than limiting creativity to painters, writers, or musicians, Angela Lomenzo presents women from a wide range of fields, including fashion, entrepreneurship, technology, podcasting, hairdressing, makeup artistry, and yoga. This matters because it expands the definition of creative work beyond traditional fine arts and shows that originality can appear in many forms of professional life. The book, therefore, functions as a corrective to narrow cultural assumptions about who counts as creative and what creative labor looks like. By placing such different careers side by side, it suggests that creativity is less about a single discipline than about mindset, problem solving, and the ability to shape work with personal vision. This wider framing also increases the book's relevance to readers who may not identify as artists but still want to understand creativity as a lived practice. Secondly, a visually driven format that reinforces the stories. The combination of photography and narrative is central to how the book works. The images are not merely decorative. They help establish the individuality, dignity, and presence of each woman featured. In a book built around interviews and short biographical profiles, photography provides an immediate visual anchor that can deepen the reader's sense of connection and memory. This format also strengthens the book's emphasis on embodiment, showing creative women as real people rather than abstract symbols of inspiration. The visual presentation matters especially because the book is meant to be experienced as a reflective and accessible collection rather than a technical guide. By pairing portraits with stories, Lomenzo creates a rhythm in which appearance, profession, and personal voice reinforce one another. That makes the book effective as both a reading experience and a gift item. But more importantly, it underscores the idea that creative identity is lived, visible, and diverse rather than theoretical or one-dimensional. Thirdly, the book centers feminine community and shared recognition. Another major dimension of the book is its focus on women as a community of varied but connected voices. The stories are not isolated success narratives. Together, they create a collective portrait of feminine creative energy across generations and disciplines. This matters because it allows the book to function as a form of recognition, where readers can see both difference and common ground among women whose lives do not follow the same path. The book also emphasizes safe space and visibility, especially by including experiences that women often do not discuss openly. That creates a subtle social purpose beyond inspiration. It validates difficult realities and encourages mutual acknowledgement rather than competition or comparison. Because the book includes women from many backgrounds and professions, it avoids reducing femininity to a single model. Instead, it presents feminine creativity as plural, resilient, and socially expansive. The result is a book that values connection as much as individual achievement. Fourthly, its appeal rests on authenticity and approachable storytelling. The book stands out partly because its stories are grounded in lived experience rather than polished theory. The interviews and biographical sketches are presented in a way that feels accessible and human, allowing readers to engage with the subjects without needing specialized background knowledge. This approach gives the book a conversational quality, even while it remains visually curated and aesthetically polished. Authenticity is especially important here because the featured women are described through challenges, career paths, and personal transformations, not through abstract labels alone. That makes the collection relatable across age groups and professions. Readers are invited to understand creative life as something shaped by choices, setbacks, and persistence, which is more believable than idealized success narratives. The book, therefore, succeeds by making inspiration feel grounded. Its appeal lies not in presenting extraordinary women as unreachable, but in showing how creative identity emerges through ordinary human complexity. Lastly, why the book remains distinct within its category, compared with many books about creativity or empowerment, this one stands out for combining portrait photography, candid interviews, and a specifically female-centered lens. Some similar titles lean heavily on advice, while others focus mainly on biography or visual appeal. Lomenzo's book integrates all three elements, but the balance favors presence and testimony over instruction. That makes it especially distinctive in a crowded field of inspirational nonfiction, because it does not try to universalize creativity into a formula. Instead, it preserves the individuality of each woman while still building a shared thematic arc around resilience and self-expression. The book's lasting contribution is therefore cultural, as much as motivational. It documents how women in many fields describe their own creative lives and the costs, rewards, and meanings attached to them. Readers who want a nuanced, visually rich collection of real voices will find it more distinctive than standard empowerment titles. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want inspiration grounded in real lives rather than prescriptive advice. Artists, writers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and readers interested in women's personal narratives will find it especially relevant. But it can also appeal to anyone who wants a broader understanding of creativity as a lived experience. Its main practical benefit is not technique, but perspective. It shows how creative identity can persist through hardship, change, and uncertainty. Its intellectual value lies in the range of professions and experiences it includes, which helps challenge narrow ideas about what creativity looks like. What makes it stand out in the category of inspirational nonfiction is the combination of portrait photography, interview-based storytelling, and a clear focus on women across many disciplines. Rather than offering a formula for success, it builds a collective portrait of resilience, visibility, and self-expression. That makes it more reflective than instructional, and more socially grounded than many books that simply celebrate creativity in the abstract. If you would like to support Angela Lomenzo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.